Today from the Ohio Newsroom, school desegregation.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. 50 years ago, a federal judge ordered Cleveland schools to desegregate. But it took decades of activism by parents and others to get to that point. IdeaStream Public Media's Connor Morris recently looked at the story of one Cleveland activist who lost his life to the cause. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Connor,
of course,
this story might come as a surprise for some listeners who are unfamiliar with Cleveland history. Could you just walk us through what happened?
Yeah, so the Reverend Bruce Clunder was a young white activist who was killed while protesting school segregation in Cleveland in 1964. He was a part of a local civil rights organization, and they were protesting construction of schools on Cleveland's majority black east side. They argued that this would continue de facto school segregation in the city. So Clunder, he lay down in the path of a bulldozer, and the driver backed over him and killed him. Authorities ruled it an accident, and the family said that we accept that. Some activists have kind of pushed back on it, but still, it ignited this massive outrage and just a big sea change in Cleveland after it happened. There's a huge boycott of schools that followed, and more than 60,000 black kids stayed home from school just like a couple weeks after
this
happened.
Okay, so we have this activist who dies tragically in this way. I mean, how does that lead to wider desegregation throughout Cleveland?
Yeah, so several historians I spoke to argue that this was this big sea change moment that led to more direct attempts at change. Folks kind of realized we've kind of got to do more than protest and do sit-ins. Eventually, there was the election of black leaders to positions of power. Mayor Carl Stokes, first black mayor of a big American city. The first black school board president, Arnold Pinckney. There were also lawsuits that eventually caused the court to rule that the school district was segregated and forced them to begin busing. And this all started because the city was still segregated de facto. Like 80% of schools in the early 1960s were racially homogenous. So there were just white kids in one school on the west side
and
or just black kids on one school on the east
side. And how does this bigger picture of school desegregation in Ohio and across the country?
Yeah, so Clunder was the first Northern casualty in the civil rights movement, and he's the only one listed as a civil rights martyr by the Southern Poverty Law Center in the North anyway. Generally, schools, even in the North, had to be forced to desegregate due to policies, kind of direct and indirect, that left schools de facto segregated even after the 1954, Brown versus Board decision that folks know. I mean, this happened in Columbus. There was a lawsuit similarly filed in the 1970s. That led to a judge mandating busing to desegregate the city. And there's some other stories of activism in smaller cities like Hillsboro. There was a really fascinating story I found out about. There's a group of black mothers who marched their kids to school and kept pressure on the white district to accept their kids. And eventually they filed a lawsuit, and the district did eventually accept their kids. And every city has their own story.
Why is it important to keep telling Clunder's story? What does his story and the fight around school desegregation mean for us now?
Yeah, public schools have kind of resegregated since the 1980s based on some research studies and enrollment. I mean, it's not hard to even see it in Columbus and Cleveland. The public school district's enrollment in Cleveland is like 2/3 black, even though the city is 50% black. And still, there's a lot of race-based learning gaps that have persisted in big cities like Cleveland and Columbus. So this is a story that's much bigger than Bruce Clunder, but still, it is speaking about this issue that still is kind of relevant to the modern moment.
He's the education reporter for IdeaStream Public Media. It was so great to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.